Slacker and Steve.
I really hate it when I have to start something saying I don't want to alarm anybody, but I think we need to. Did you read this thing about the laser thing that people can take your phone over from like a laser pointer now?
Oh, I think the only people that have, you know, questionable stuff in their phone should be worried about.
Oh, you don't have. Hand me your phone.
Hack my phone.
Hand me your phone.
Where is my
phone? Do you know how long it would take? Here, I got it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hack Steve's phone.
Yep.
Okay, first off, the first thing that came up was two text messages from, they were on your regular screen.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to.
This whole thing started with Steve saying only people who have questionable stuff on their phone should worry about being hacked. So I'm going to read the name that's on these texts
and read what they say. Okay, here we go.
You do not want me to do that.
I'm trying to call you. Are you calling my bluff?
Yeah, I'm not calling yours. You're like, you said you don't have anything questionable. I didn't even have to hack it. On your screen, your notifications came up with two super incriminating, awful things. It took me zero time to take you down. What are the odds? You cocky little SOB. You're like, I wouldn't worry about it because I'm above reproach.
That's just what I'm trying to say.
Okay, this first text message says, hey, I love you lots.
Oh.
And it's from
my aunt.
Yes. Oh. Let's both pretend. I didn't even have to hack it.
What? You just had it here. Let me open it for you so you know how to.
Yeah. Are you telling me you don't think I could get into your phone right now?
I think you might. Okay, you get one chance. You got to do the code thing. You get one chance. You suck. I thought you nailed it.
Can I have one more? Do that again? I know it. I bet I know it.
I think you
this is
it
so stupid. We're on the radio and I'm like, ready?
Yep. There it is. I could tell just by where.
So I did the same number twice the first time. I didn't do it backwards the first time.
There it is.
But then you blew it by the way you did your hands.
Yeah, because I thought you nailed it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Anywho.
Wait, can you change my how do I change that now?
I'm not going to get in your phone,
come
buddy.
Come on, hack my phone.
I don't want to get in your phone.
I don't want lasers doing it. I want you doing it.
But so the hijackers can now hijack your phone from far away.
Like a laser pointer for cats?
For real, yes. I think it's a specialized one. But so what they do is, they point it at the microphone of your phone, and your phone can misinterpret light as sound, and somehow within that light, they can put sounds like, hey, Siri, send an email to Steve at Alice1059 and tell him my password for my bank account.
Dang.
I'm oversimplifying.
But still, that's the basics of it.
They can absolutely hack your phone with a laser pointer now. They don't even have to get access to it.
Okay, so I could have a laser pointer sit in like the mall and just everybody walking by and just...
Well, yeah, not you per se, because you don't even know how to change
how to
your
work
own
the
password.
Lasers.
Right.
I could be walking behind
somebody
people.
More sinister.
Like you.
And better. I'm not. No. So
you know your stuff.
Here's the weird thing, and I shouldn't say this out loud. It has been a really long time since I've had identity theft. It's been, and I know I shouldn't say it out loud, but I used to get like two or three a year.
You are due. You're overdue.
So this basically, I use identity theft as a way to get rid of accounts that I don't want anymore. Like, say, for example, like I have a membership at a car wash that I don't really go to anymore, and I just haven't gotten around to canceling it.
Right.
So then when I get identity theft, I just never give them the new credit card number, and that's how I make things go away.
Okay.
Like, I'll be in a wine club, and I'm like, I don't really want that wine anymore, but I want to tell them. So then when somebody steals my credit card, I get rid of the wine club, I get rid of the car wash, I get rid of magazine subscriptions, I get rid of all the things that I say that I don't want anymore. I just don't call them back.
You're kind of like shaking the fleas off of the... Actually, so I know it's super annoying because that had it happen to me, but that's actually an upside to it.
That's the only upside, but then you have to go back through. I mean, a lot of stuff you can do online. You go to your utilities, you go to the express toll is one I have to call.
Yep.
You have to call Children's Hospital because that's one that comes
Miracle
out of that.
Miracle Maker.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of things, but then you're like, ooh, this particular one, oh, I got to call. Oh.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Wah, wah. And then you get the email, hey, your credit card doesn't seem to be working. It's like, sorry, laser pointer. I'm out of the wine game. It's, dude.
So this is going to be a good
It's one of the only reasons I like, because I just lack the time. It's not that I lack the time. It's like, I got a call and they're like,
it's a pain.
What can we do to get you to stay? It's like, nothing. Can you just cancel it? No, sir. I've been authorized today to give you. And I'm like, I don't want anything. I just want you to go away.
And then you're just screwed.
So
lasers.
If you're anywhere near the building right now, I'm going to set my phone out on a ledge. If you got a laser pointer, just
we could hack into
hack
it.
Hack me, get my credit card information so I can shake some things off the tree.
I think I know your number, your pass,
Oh, I just opened it. I literally, because I think of you as one of my children. So I put my thumb on it, open it, so you can play. Go ahead, play a game. Idiot. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give you my phone. I doubt very seriously you could open my phone.
What's the dates of your kids' birthdays again?
Give me that.
Because you added them together. I know you have that as one of your codes.
Yes. Give me that. You're not. Yes, it's definitely. All right.
I don't need a laser for parent phones. I just need your date of birth.
It's so easy. It's so dumb. It's like, for the longest time, every one of my passwords had my dog's name in it and my own birthday. And it's like, then I went on one of those things where it was like, okay, so we want your cybersecurity to be better. So the things you shouldn't use are, you know, stupid people would use, you know, like your dog's name or like your actual birthday. And I'm like, oh, yeah. What kind of moron would do that? Yeah,
we shouldn't have to bring these two up, but we thought we'd just... the we dog just want a case.
You guys all seem far too intelligent to just use your dog's name.
Right. Followed like, by your...
Mojo? Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say it aloud in the class today. Oh. Anyway, my birthday's March 28th. I can just see my accounts draining. Like, when?
What happened?
How'd you guys figure out my bank account?
Did you have a laser? No.
You're just an idiot.
You just added your phone over.
Bottom line is, after all this, Steve's passcode to his phone is... No, don't say it. But it took me no time to hack it.
But you can help me change it, right? Is it hard to change?
You don't need to change it. Only I know it.
Uh-huh. Because I always leave it in the studio when I go.
Yeah, Steve, I'm going to go and read all your I love you text messages.
I know.
It's so funny to me that you said you have nothing hackable, nothing incriminating, nothing in your phone. And the first thing up is like... Boom! Incriminating evidence.
Right.
So we're gonna put this story up on our site. Just honestly, lasers. Be like a cat.
Yeah.
If you see a laser pointer, no, a cat would just run. You just got to know. I want you to, because we used to do this when I was a kid. I know this is just the 15th tangent or whatever. But like when I was a kid, did you ever do this? Oh my God, I really am taking this. Like, so basically, what the criminals are doing is they're coming up to your house and they see your phone sitting on your nightstand or whatever, and you're asleep, and they like hit it with their thing, and they can do all that stuff.
Okay.
We used to, when cable first came to Longmont, Colorado, we got the remote control, right? And the remote control is the same for every cable box.
True.
So you wait till the neighbors go to sleep.
Right.
You go over to their house, point through the window, turn on the TV, turn to 42, because that's Playboy.
Yes.
And then it was like, do you want to order this channel?
Yes.
And then you sit in their front yard and watch nasty things on their TV.
Doing one thing with one.
I get my laser pointer out and watch porn.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.